Okay, here we go. Short word for Parshas Emor. Pesach Sheni, Pilag Bo'omer, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Lernish Bili Nishmas, Shein De Basav Yosef, and also for Esther Tehila, Basav Gavriel, Pentecost. Emor Amarta, famous Rashi, says, Lahazir Gadol and Al-Katayim, to open up our Parsha. The Torah warns us, the Torah gives us the Kohanim to make sure to be very careful when it comes to Tilmas Mace. Make sure you never come near your dead body. Emor Amarta, says the Rashi, quoting Chazal, Lahazir Gadol and Al-Katayim, to tell the older Kohanim, to make sure for the younger Kohanim, they are very careful with Tumas Mace. Comes along the Halakha Noi Mel Melech, the Rebbe of Melech, Rav Weininger said this many years ago, but I remember it till this day. And he says we have two types in our lives. Times where we feel like we're godless, we're gadol. And then unfortunately, not unfortunately, but the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in creation is that we feel like a katan. We feel little, we feel belittled, we feel small. We're not able to be expansive, like Rabbi Goldberg explained. To be a gadol means when things are going well, and your yavin's going well, and your learning's going well, and we're patient with our kids, and our midos, everything's going well. L'hazir gadolim ala katanim. To be able to make sure that even when things are not going well, to remember those good times and help those good times push us through. Yos kol adam b'shash she'oseh b'torah b'tziyo b'ezeh davar k'dusha as b'gadas ha'moichin. Kein darach ha'tzadikim. To be able to make sure that it translates into those times where we're not going to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki adam sarach li'os tomen b'kdusha b'tahara b'li hefzer b'ra'achad. How are you supposed to be lived to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? 24-7. 24-7. How do you do it? By holding on to those times you feel close to. Pesach Sheni, if you look in tomorrow's Hayom Yom, the Rebbe said Pesach Sheni is for us to remember. It's never too late for a Jew to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's never too late. We could always come back to the Rabbonu Shalom. That was today's Yartza, the Ablona Rebbe, who left the entire Hasidus of Yabla. He left everything for 40 years, and yet at the end of his life, he's returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of focusing on the Choshech, he found the Or, the community that he left, that he didn't even know that he built. He remembered the Or, and that's Lag Boimer. That's the fire that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that after 24,000 funerals, all the Sarmic Kodeshim say, Rabbi Akiva could have just threw in the towel. But he says, no. He threw in, to become a Godel, Rabbi Akiva, not only has five new Talmud, but he has a Shimon Bar Yochai. Able to bring that fire, and that's what the Zohar tells us, that every neshama is a piece of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We focus on the good, we focus on the light, and out of all the darkness, out of the 24,000 funerals, comes out of Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hai. Every single one of us has the Koyach of Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hai. Every single one of us has the ability to be a Gadol. Focus on the Gadol times to help us in the kindness of times. And that is a tremendous lesson. Even when they're going through Choshech, to remember the Or, wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful Lag B'Omer.